This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The investigation into Leroy Carhart continues as Maryland's chief examiner's report confirms that Jennifer Morbelli died from a botched 33-week abortion at Carhart's Maryland late-term abortion business. New York doctors recommended abortion to Jennifer Morbelli because of problems with her child's development, and Carhart's Maryland clinic was the nearest facility doing late-term abortions. Operation Rescue's Whistleblowers program has given former employees of Douglas Carpin the opportunity to describe their experiences. Like many abortionists, Carpin has had a string of problems at his Houston clinics. What they describe goes beyond what Americans were exposed to in the Kermit Gosnell trial. Obamacare's Independent Payment Advisory Board is scheduled to go into action as Obamacare is fully implemented later this year. However, GOP leaders are refusing to participate in the naming of these board members, who will have rulemaking powers beyond the reach of even presidential veto. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other news, Kermit Gosnell may plead guilty to running a prescription pill mill in Philadelphia, possibly averting a federal trial in September. And on the heels of recently discovered IRS attacks on pro-life groups, the FBI is apparently now targeting a highly successful pregnancy support center in New York City. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.